Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an amazing Father you are. You are a friend. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Almighty Father. We bless your name. We praise you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to continually honor you, worship you, bless you, give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. We thank you that you are our Father in the name of Jesus and the friend that sticks closer than anybody. In the name of Jesus, your thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. We thank you that you are our Lord and our shepherd. And when we dwell in the secret place with you, O Most High, we can abide under your shadow, Almighty. We will say of you, Lord, you are our refuge in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, today, as we pray for the children of the world, we are thanking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're going to do on our behalf. We bless you, we honor you, we give you glory. You are the King of glory. No God is greater, no God is holier, no God is mightier than you, Lord God. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings, to the Almighty Father. We honor you today. What a privilege it is. Good afternoon and welcome to Tuesday Prayer Line. We're praising our God. We're giving him glory. We're honoring him. He is the creator of the universe. He created you, me, and everything that we see. He even created the air, the oxygen that we breathe every day, the birds, the beautiful species of birds, all kinds of birds and all kinds of animals, animals we can't even name, animals we've never seen, the mountains, the hills, the valleys. He created everything, and then he said, he'll make a man, and he made Adam, and then he took Adam from the dust of the earth, then he made Eve, and then children came forth. What a mighty God we serve. He is the one that created the children, and God said, let the children come to him. Yep, don't stop the children, don't hinder the children, don't block the children from coming to him, because they are part of his kingdom as well. So we thank God for the children. We thank God for what he's doing for all of us. He's a mighty God.
The B-I-B-L-E. Get back the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God. The B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E. Get back the book.
B-I-B-L-E, that's where he gives us instructions that we need before we leave the earth. I thank God for you. He said he knows the plans that he has for all of us, and they are great plans to give us a great future and a great hope. So we thank God. Today is Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023. We serve an amazing God. Well, we have Adelie on with us from Louisiana. A song today, and I hear her brother saying true. Good afternoon, Adelie.
Hi.
Hi.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. How
are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Adelie. How are you doing?
Good.
Thank you. Tell your brother we're doing good.
Hey.
What are you going to sing, Adelie?
This Little Light of Mine.
All right, go ahead.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. everything to me.
Sounds beautiful. Your brother sings well. Yep, how to sing too. Thank you, Adelie.
You're welcome.
Adelie is 5 years old now. She had a birthday recently. She's a big, big girl. Thank God for you, Adelie. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Adelie. I thank you for her brother.
Mom.
I thank you for her dad and her mom, her grandmother. I thank you for the whole family, Lord. I thank you for drawing the family closer with you, closer with each other. I thank you for the children growing up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Drawing closer to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we honor your presence. Thank you for their safety, protection, their health and wholeness, their healing, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Adelie.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I thank God. For the children, we have Minister Julia Walker on with us from Florida. Her nephew Joe and the three great-grandsons, they're going to pray and sing today. Good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise God. Today I have
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old. I'm King, and I'm 6 years old.
I'm King, and I'm 5 years old.
Amen, amen. You want to say the Lord's Prayer? You want to say the Lord's Prayer? Let not your heart be troubled, and the Our Father pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thou art the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lord is my shepherd, and shall not want. He made me lie down in green pastures.
He made me stride through the clear waters. He restores my soul. He made me pass the rest of my many days. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I say no evil.
The rod, the staff, they comfort me. I'll come again and receive you and to myself. Know where I am, near ye, near thee also. Know where I love, and where you know. Come said to him, Lord, you know where I was. I put you away. He said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but God.
God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for myself. Thank you for my brothers. Thank you for my sister. Thank you for my mama. Thanks for my daddy. Thanks for my entire family. Thanks for my soul. Thanks for letting me be on this world. Thanks for your son that died on the cross for us. Thank you for the sun. Thanks for the moon. Thank you for the stars. Amen.
God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for the air and the sea. Thanks for the blue clouds in the sky. Thanks for you, God. Thanks for myself. Thanks for my mama. Thanks for my dad. Thank you for my great grandma. Thanks for my great great grandma. Thank you for my great great granddaddy. That. Amen.
God, keep us covered on trust. God, thanks for the gift of life. Thanks for the bareness of people. God, thanks.
Okay. First, my God, my Lord, my Father, my Heaven, then I'm a gift, my praise, my God, my Lord. and the zeus and the prayers and the gods and the Lord. I send my rum, king, crying the blood. I just have my mother, the daddy king, and the king of the big and big. Amen.
Amen. What song you guys can sing?
Lord is my shepherd.
What song you gonna sing?
Lord is my shepherd.
The break every chain.
Break every chain.
Okay.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear a chain falling. I hear a chain falling. There is power rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. I hear a chain falling.
Thank you.
I hear a chain falling. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Amen.
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 Lord is my shepherd.
Lord, keep us covered.
Lord, keep us covered under the precious blood. You don't break the circle in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, God, keep me covered. On the precious word, and don't break the circle in Jesus' name.
Amen.
When Jim said, everything has been broke. Praise the Lord.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Julia and grandchildren and Joe. Lord, in the name of Jesus, you know them. By name, by fingerprint, by footprint, you know everything concerning them. God, thank you for meeting every need in their household. I thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is their strength. I thank you that they are trained up in the way that they should go. So when they are older, they will not depart from you or your word, oh God. They will be obedient all the days of their lives. So protect them, provide for them, and keep them healthy and well. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, we have Minister Vivian on today with us. She's going to be hosting today. Minister Vivian, I'm going to give you the names of the people that are going to pray today. I'm going to pray. Mother Fanny is on with us. Thank the Lord. We have Marion, Sister Marion. That's it. Let's see, Mother Fanny. Marion, and you.
All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our Lord is good. Amen. The children said the Lord is good. Praise the Lord. Yes, he is. Praise God. All right. Let's get started. Praise the Lord. All right. Sister G, pray for the children that have lost parents to gun violence.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you're an awesome king. And you already know every child that has a broken heart, every child that has experienced the loss of a parent through gun violence, oh God. Father, we rebuke a lawless generation, a generation where they are shooting, killing, murdering adults as well as children. We decree and declare safety over every parent, every child. But, Lord, many of them, children, have lost their parents. They were shot, oh, God, unmercifully. And many of them, oh, God, was just suddenly shot. And we ask you to comfort the children, strengthen the children. Let no bitterness or anger rule their hearts, oh, God. But let forgiveness come in their hearts for whomever it was that shot their parents, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you for comfort, strength. We thank you for love. We thank you for someone taking the children that know how to give them love, that know how to reach out to them, that know how, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that can understand what the children may be going through, and that they would give them wise counsel. We pray for counselors for the children, grief counselors for the children as well. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for those children who lost their parents through gun violence. In the name of Jesus, amen. Vivian, Sister Mary Nichols is on now.
Okay. Mother Fanny, so good that you are back today. Bless you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank okay. you. Yes. Pray for children to get saved.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to help the children get saved and get born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them be forgiven for all the sins. Create and tell them a clean heart and renew the right spirit in them. Save them, Heavenly Father. Help them to be saved and help them live their life that our Lord and Savior Jesus wants them to live and do all that he wants them to do and be obedient to the law and serve God with all our heart and mind in the name of Jesus and help them to be truly, truly saved in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon them. Lead them and guide them the way you want them to go. Help them to love you and serve you in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon them. Keep them covered in your blood. It costs nothing but the blood of Jesus going to wash away all of their sins. And Lord, renew the right spirit in them each and every day, each and every child, all over the world, all across the world, Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Make their way out of no way for them. That they will be saved in the name of Jesus. That Satan will not have their soul. They will be born and reborn in the mighty name of Jesus. God, that you will save them and take care of them. And Lord, I just pray you will stop all this killing of all our little children. All our little babies all over the world, dear God. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Make old Satan and devil bag off. Make him leave your children alone. For your children can be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. Love you, serve you. Do everything in the power of God that you want them to do in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to lead and depend on Jesus and trust in God in the name of Jesus. Save our little children. help them and make it in when the time should come. They want to be saved. They want to live the life that our Lord God wants them to live and do all the things that our Father in heaven wants them to do. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with them and save their little souls. Make them whole. Make them brand new. In the name of Jesus. Forgive them and give them and forgive them and help them overcome and beat that old devil. Don't let them have no power over them at all. So you are their Father. And Lord, you love them. And you're going to do everything you can do that please them and satisfy them. And he wants them to please him. And help them pray to you, God. Pray and pray and meet them and guide them and help them do all the things that you want them to do. And be obedient to your word. And love you and love Jesus because he above us all. And I pray you'll help us all see his beautiful, beautiful face one of these days when it's time for God to take us away. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Sister Vivian, Sister Annette came on too.
Sister Marion, pray for children that sits around feeling lonely, that nobody cares about them, oppressed and depressed.
Heavenly Father, I come to you today, first of all, to give you thanks and give you praise for allowing me to see another day. I bring our children before you right now, Lord God. Some of them have been abused right now, Lord God, and been mistreated. Some of them feel like nobody loves them or care about them right now, Lord God. I'm praying a special anointing over them right now, Lord God. Touch their minds and let them know that they are worthy of your love right now, Lord God, and you will love them above all people right now, Lord God. Let them receive the love that they deserve right now, Lord God. Put them in an environment right now, Lord God, with people that will love them, care for them, and take care of them. Nurture them right now, Lord God, in your word right now, Lord God. I just pray that you touch their minds. Don't let them be depressed, Lord God. Don't let them feel like they have to commit suicide. Don't let them feel like nobody loves them right now, Lord God. But let them instill in them your Holy Spirit right now, Lord God, and let them know that you love them right now, Lord God. And there's no greater love than the love of you right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I praise you, and I bring all of our children before you right now, Lord God. Bless, cover, and protect them right now. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Sister Mary Nicola, pray for children that are born with drugs in their system that they be healed.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to come before you with the plight of children, not children that are born to parents, mothers who are on drugs, but have no control over the drugs, it seems, that they put into their bodies, not realizing or even caring whether or not their children are being drugged while they're yet in the womb. So, Lord, we just ask that there would be a new feeling of mothers towards their children, and that the mothers would watch and desire to have their own bodies clean as they are growing their children. And that would also carried in through the birth process, and that there would be a feeling of love and caring for their children after their birth. And to do those things, Lord, from you, that would encourage the growth of children who are happy, who are loved, who are cared for, and who are pointing their lives to you. We just ask that there would be just a revival of motherly love and strength and desire to do your will and to do what's right. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Sister Annette, pray for children that traumatized by the war. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the privilege and opportunity to pray on behalf of the children who are traumatized by the war. And Father, abide by the wars, Father, we just lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're crying out for your mercy and grace to abound for them. Have mercy, O God, according to your loving kindness and tender mercy, God. Have mercy upon the children. And Lord, we pray that they would find safety and protection even in this situation, God, and that whatever experiences they have, that they would not be traumatized, O God, in the name of Jesus, but Father, that they would find you in the place where they are, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you would lose laborers across your path, Father, those that would minister them in love, Father, that would be sensitive to their needs, that would be protective, Father, and supportive in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to save them, sanctify them, consecrate them for your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to heal their minds and their spirits, Lord God. Heal them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just pray for your healing to be manifested, O God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Let them be covered with your blood. Give your angels charge over them to keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to don't let the enemy triumph over them. And, Father, everything the devil means for good, we pray that you turn it around, Father. And even as it is a weapon, we pray that it will not prosper, Father, that you will get the glory, you will get the honor, and you will get the praise. And it's in the mighty and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Father God, in your matchless name, God, here we come, God, bringing all the requests before you concerning children, God. We bring those before you, Lord, that are born with bad heart disease, heart problems, murmurs, and all kind of things, oh God, that children are born skipping a beat and all that, God. Father, we pray for those that they said would never recover with holes in their hearts, God. We pray, oh God, and lift them before you, Lord. We know that you are a healer, God, and Lord, that you can do anything but fail, God. We know, Lord God, Father God, better than the doctor, God, what you can do, Father God, and what you will do. So we are praying right now that you, oh God, let your angels be encamped around every child, oh Father God, that has heart disease. And God, and let your healing virtue flow, oh God, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, that it will not suffer anymore with heart disease. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know, God, that you can just draw this child into your breast, oh, God. Oh, God, your angel's wing can sweep over it, oh, God. Whatever you want to do, God, Lord, you can do it, God. So, Lord, we say, do it, Lord, do it. Perform the miracle, oh, God, where man can't, oh, God. Perform your operation, God, where man can't, oh, God. Perform every way that need to be done in this child's body, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they body be made totally healed in Jesus' name. We decree it
And we declare that it is done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Sister G, pray for children that are having a hard time sleeping at night. Nightmares.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the devil who bring nightmares to children, oh God, to frighten them, to make them afraid to go to sleep at night, oh God. Father, we thank you that parents will begin to pray over their children in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night before they go to bed, that they would anoint their rooms with oil and pray over them, that the word will be played in their room as they sleep. The word of God, in the name of Jesus, will be played in their room, even when they're sleeping, even throughout the day. Oh, God, in every evil, wicked spirit on assignment to frighten the children, their assignment is canceled. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the children. Father, you did not give them a spirit of fear, but a power, love, sound mind. So we thank you that the children will learn that scripture, that they have power, that they have love, and they have a sound mind, and the devil will not threaten them. Every bullying spirit on assignment to frighten them while they're asleep, your assignment is canceled in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for all you're going to do for the children. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Mother Fanny?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pray for children be healed from measles diseases.
Okay. Oh, help my Father in the name of Jesus. I ask you, please, help children be healed from measles in the name of Jesus. Mumps in the name of Jesus. Any kind of disease that's trying to come upon them. Let their bodies be healed by the grace of God. Father God, we know you can do it because you got all powers in your hand. You can do anything and everything without failing. You will not fail us. You will not fail our children. You will love us. You will love our children. You want us to love them and pray for our children. That they'll be strong, healthy children. And they'll obey Jesus and the Father. They will do what the Father is telling them to do. Holy Father, speak to our children. Speak to them loud and clear where they can hear you and understand your sweet voice in the mighty name of Jesus. Save our children, whatever you do, Father God. Save our little children. Save our little babies that come into this world. Oh, Satan trying to kill all our little babies and all our children out. But he a lie. He will not have our children. He will not have our little babies. They will come on to this world as Jesus wanted them to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy upon our children, please, Father God. All children all over the world, do whatever you see fit, Father. You have the power to do anything and everything without failing. You will not fail us. You will not fail our children. Lord, keep them and protect them. And every time we look around, watch the television, there's someone getting killed. Lord, save our little children. Or somebody getting drowned. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, save them, forgive them, bring them back. Don't let Satan and devil have them. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you love your little children. We love them in the name of Jesus. You do everything what you can do, what you see fit to do to save our children and help them grow up and be strong and healthy and do what you say and be obedient to their mother and father and do what the mother and father tell them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive them for their sins. Forgive them for the wrong thing when the wrong thing they have done. in the name of Jesus. And help me, Father, help parents not teach children how to dance. Help us teach children how to pray and call on the name of the Lord. Call on Jesus. You will save them at the end. You will never leave them, never forsake them. Keep them for them 24/7 and day and night. Oh, let his heavenly angels watch over all the little children of the world. Bring the children back and be strong in the name of Jesus. Save them, Father, and forgive them for their sin. Help them to be saved and born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I love children. God knows I love them. I pray so hard for them. Save our children. Save them. Save them. Satan cannot have them. Bag off, devil. You can't have our children. We are striving. We are praying hard for our children. You will not have them. Get off their back and leave them alone. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Sister Maria, pray for children that are in comas that they will wake up out of that coma and be healed.
Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. I bring all the babies and the children right now, Lord God, that are suffering right now, Lord God, that are in induced comas right now, Lord God. Let your angels encamp around about them, Lord God, to cover them and protect them right now, Lord God, and fill them in your Holy Spirit right now, Lord God, while they're in the coma right now, Lord God. Lord, I know you can bring a baby out of the coma right now, Lord God. I know you can do it, and I see you do it right now, Lord God. I pray that you bring all of those that are in induced comas right now, Lord God. I pray that you bring them out of the comas right now, Lord God. Take them off the breathing machines right now, Lord God. Take them off anything that's holding them back right now, Lord God. Oh, breathe life into them right now, Lord God. Touch their mind right now, Lord God. Let their brain be functioning right now, Lord God. Let it be some brain function right now, Lord God, while they're in the coma right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I pray that you let your angels just talk to them right now, Lord God, while they're in the coma right now, Lord God. Just cover them right now, Lord God. Cover them right now, Lord God. Don't let the devil get nigh them right now, Lord God. Cover their spirits right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Wake them up right now, Lord God, in their right mind right now, Lord God. Refresh right now, Lord God, and renewed right now, Lord God. Lord God, I know you can do all but fail right now, Lord God. And what the doctor can't cure, Lord Jesus, I know you can. I've seen you do it right now, Lord God. I've seen you bring somebody out of a coma right now, Lord God. I've seen you do it right now, Lord God. And I know you can continue to do it right now, Lord God. And I pray right now over all of the children right now that are in comas right now, Lord God, that you bring them out right now. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister
Mary Nichols, Jesus healed the blinded eyes. So pray that children that are blind, that they be able to see. Sister Mary Nichols.
Sorry. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Vision to see the beauty that you have created and allowed grow, and that there are children who have vision problems and are not able to enjoy all that you have created. But Lord, we know that your purpose is perfect, and that as these children grow, we ask, Lord, that you would heal them, that you would give them the sight you want them to have in order to be able to do your will, read your word. Lord, just ask you to fix them. but that your purpose, whether they are sighted or not, your purpose, Lord, is beautiful, and that we want them to be able to turn to you, to grow in you, to love you, and be used by you as your desire, and that we as adults would also want to have vision that you give us. Help us to see all of the crazy stuff that's going on and to see through that. And we ask that discernment and wisdom as the children grow. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done and all you are doing and all you will do in the future. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And Sister Annette, pray for children that have mental problems, that they be healed.
And Lord, we just thank you today, Lord God, and we thank you for the children that have mental issues. Father, we know that you're able to heal whatever sickness, whatever disease, Father, whatever that the enemy would try to bring upon our bodies, Father. You showed in your word how you heal the demonic, and you've done it before. So, God, we know that sometimes it's the hormonal and chemical thing that affects people's mental health, God, and also circumstances and situations that they have gone through, Father, that have traumatized them, Father, that have caused them to have mental illness. So, Father, we ask you, Lord God, we know that you're the great physician, and we know that nothing is impossible with you. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal your, let the healing virtue flow from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, Father, heal their minds, heal their hearts, their spirits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray if it's medication that they need, Father, Father, whatever means you utilize to heal them, God, we pray that it be unto them according to your purpose, your plan, and your will for their lives. So, God, whatever chemicals, whatever hormones, Father, if it's lack of blood, Father, you know exactly what to do and how to do it, Lord God. But we desire that your healing virtue would flow from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Heal their minds, Lord God. And make them whole, Lord God, because you desire that we prosper, be in good health, even as our soul prospers. You desire that we have abundant life. And so we beseech you on behalf of the children that have mental issues, Lord God, to send forth healing speedily. In Jesus' name we pray. And, Father, we cover them with your blood, Father, asking you to keep them safe and protect them, Father. Let them not be misunderstood by people and ridicule and harass, Lord God. But we ask you, Father, just to keep them safe, Lord God, and look after them, Lord God, and loose laborers across their path that will minister to them in love. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Also lift up the children, Lord, that have kidney disease, oh, Father God, where the kidneys are not functioning properly, God. And, God, you can do it, God. You can cause those kidneys to be healed, oh, God, that the blood will flow through there properly, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, touch those kidneys, oh, God, and if they have to have, oh, God, replace one, God. Father God, provide the kidney, oh God, and let that kidney function well, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, we are bringing the kidney, all those that kidney patients,
on dialysis or whatever at a young baby age, oh God, we are praying, oh God, but that they be delivered, that they will not have to go and do the blood transfusions and all these things again, oh God. We're praying, God, your total healing, your, oh God, your virtue, oh God, go through them, oh God, and heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this will not be a lasting thing, God, that this thing will be done speedily in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We are praying, oh God, for those ones that, oh God, that are going to receive kidneys, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the donor. Oh, Father God, thank you. Thank you for, oh, God, that, oh, Father God, that donor will be saved. So this kidney will work, and we're praying for the one that received it, that they have accepted or will accept you, oh, God, oh, Father God. So every way, spiritually and physically, we are lifting up these children, oh, God, Lord God, that they be in your will according to your ways, oh, God, Father God. And when we pray, oh, God, and believe for salvation in the hearts of those that are performing these, oh, God, Lord God, we know, God, everything shall work according to your purpose and your plan. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen.
Amen.
All right. Sister G, pray for children that, pray against hit and run, children that are out playing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're an amazing God, an awesome King. And Lord, you know, our children, sometimes they don't have a place to play anymore. They can't play in the street. They can't play in the yard because of dangerous cars. Sometimes people are on drugs or they're not paying attention. They're on their cell phone and they're running and hitting children and not stopping to make sure that they're taken care of. So we rebuke that hit and run spirit in the name of Jesus that will, you know, hit children with their vehicle. Lord, children are small and even grown people can't take the hit of a vehicle. So, Father, protect the children from seen and unseen dangers. We decree and declare no incidents or mishaps will happen to our children by hit and run or any other way in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that our children will not cross the street looking down on their cell phone, that they will follow the laws of the land. They would stop at the stop sign and at the stoplight, that they would look both ways before they cross the street. They will follow the laws of the land so that they are safe. Many adults are walking in the street on their cell phone. They see cars coming and they just walk right in front of them like they're empty shells, like they don't see the vehicles coming. So I pray protection against hit and run. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Praise God. Mother Fanny, pray for children against drowning.
Hello, kids.
Pray that no children get drowned out there in the pool this weekend.
Of the Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray against all the children, don't get drowned. This is the season of the year. They all want to get in the pool and have a good time. So God, let them have a good time and they won't get drowned. If you'll keep them safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them have a good time in the name of Jesus. Save them, Jesus. Make those Satan bag off them. Don't let them come nowhere near our little children. Teach them how to swim and do what you want them to do. Keep them safe, Jim. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lead them and guide them in a safe way. Hold them. Hold their hand. Guide them. Take care and bless them, Lord. Hold them, Jesus, hold them up and Don't leave them alone. Don't let Satan block them or stop them no kind of way. I ask you to move him, cast him out, and make him beg off and leave God's people alone in the name of Jesus. And leave the sick and the shed in alone and help them get well and get over the sickness and aches and the pain, what they're going through. All families all over the world, Jesus, have mercy upon the sick and the shitty, and that they'll pray and trust in God and they'll get well and they'll be obedient to God's word and they will hear what he said, they'll do what he said. They will pray hard and they'll pray for others and they'll pray for this whole world. For God to help this world be a better world. Well, so much tragedy will be going on in this world. Just save this world. Help people be saved and help people to change and stop living these old evil vicious ways. God, just do whatever you have to do, God. Well, this world can be a better world. Let's make a great change in this world. Help it come. It must come. A place to get better. All the killing can stop, Lord. All the drugging will go away, Lord. Remove the drug, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Father. Do whatever has to be done for us all. We are your people, and we are leaning on you, and we depending on you, Father, that you will take care of us, and we going to hear you, and we going to do what you said do. We not going to pay no attention to Satan, devil. Make him bang off of us and off our children, off our families, and we will obey, and we will serve you, and we will do everything we can do to please you and satisfy you. And we will love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he does so much for us. He loves us, Lord Jesus. Jesus, he died on the cross to save us. Give us eternal life, Father. Help us to obey and hear what he's saying. Do what he's telling us to do for us. For God's sake, help us do it in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister Marion, pray against generational curses of alcohol, drugs, murders, all that brings on generational curses.
Father, I thank you again right now, Lord God, and I bring our children and their families to you right now, Lord God. I pray for generational curses right now, Lord God, and I bind them in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, Lord God, that you remove the generational curses off all of our children and all of our families right now, Lord God. Don't let them continue to do what their generations have done, but take a different step. Lead them down a different path right now, Lord God. If their family was involved in drugs, Lord God, I pray that you move that away from that family right now, Lord God. If their family was involved in any type of killings or murders, I pray that you move that curse away from them right now, Lord God. Unemployment right now, Lord God. Just not wanting to work right now, Lord God. I pray right now that all those generational curses of doing evil things right now, Lord God, scheming right now, Lord God, and setting up scams right now, Lord God. I pray for those families to get away from that right now, Lord God, to look to the hills on which come at their help right now, Lord God, because all of our help come from you right now, Lord God. And I'm praying and asking right now that you lead them in a different direction right now, Lord God. And I'm binding that curse away from all families right now, Lord God. Don't let the children do what the parents did. If the parents didn't finish high school, let the children have that desire to finish high school. If the parent didn't go to college, let the child have that desire to go to college, to graduate, and to make something out of themselves right now, Lord God. Don't let them be a generation of living on welfare,
are living in the projects right now, Lord God. Move that away from these families right now, Lord God. Let them want to better themselves right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lift them up right now, Lord God, out of all of these situations right now, Lord God. Lord, I know you can, and I know you will, because you can do all but fail right now, Lord God. So I'm praying right now in your son Jesus' name that you remove all generational curses right now, Lord God, and let them take a different step, a step towards you, and let them lead you and guide them down the path of all righteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Mary Nichols. Pray for children that is watching their parents have sexual relationships in front of them, ungodly affairs.
No.
Dear Lord, we thank you for people who are praying and hoping and asking for the best for all children. Lord, oh Lord, forgive parents and other people who would do things in front of their children for their own purpose, Lord, because you've said that we're not supposed to set anything wicked before our eyes. And Lord, we know that you have plans of marital relationship, but that if it's in the wrong time and the wrong place before the wrong eye, then that makes it a not of you. So, Lord, we just ask that there will be less and less of this kind of just doing anything in front of children that can harm them, harm their relationship with you, Lord, harm their growth being led by you, their lives being led by you and affecting their lives. So, Lord, we just ask that there would be a control desiring to put wicked things if they're out of time and out of place in front of the children. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Sister Annette, pray for children that are in the position of ungodly babysitters, that they will not be touched.
Father God, we just thank you for the children, and Lord God, as we pray for the children that are in the company of ungodly babysitters, Lord God, even relatives, Father, that would try to take advantage of them and touch them inappropriately, Lord God. We pray that they would be convicted. We pray, Lord God, that they would feel guilt and shame over their behavior, and that they would refrain from doing any evil works against the children. We pray, Lord God, that the parents would be sensitive, Lord God, to what's going on with their children, and that they would be observative and recognize if it's anything that does not seem appropriate, Father, that they deal with it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even as babysitters, meaning relatives too, Father, many children have been touched inappropriately by relatives, close friends, Father. And so we just pray, Lord God, that you keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We pray that the parents would take their rightful role to be protectors of the children as much as lies within them. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to put a hedge of protection around, God. Keep them from evil, wicked, ungodly people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, We just pray that your blood would cover them, Lord. We pray that you would be their place of safety and protection. We pray, oh God, that the angels of the Lord would encamp around about them. And God, we ask you if someone would try to do that, to make a way of escape for them, Lord God. Don't let hurt, harm, or danger come to them in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just pray especially for the parents, God, that they would be sensitive and observe and listen to the children, Lord God. Father, give them ears to hear and eyes to see what is going on, Lord God. So we just ask you, Lord God, to protect the children, oh God. Keep them, oh God, from evil, wicked, ungodly people, Father, that would try to take advantage of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just pray, oh God, against that evil spirit, Lord God, evil, unclean spirit, Lord God, that would try to victimize the children. Father, we pray that it would backfire on the persons in the name of Jesus, that they would not have the victory and triumph over the children in Jesus' name. And we cover them with the blood in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister G, would you close us out?
Father, we are so grateful for this hour of prayer, and that you heard every prayer even before we called upon you. I pray a hedge of protection around everyone that came on. I plead the blood of Jesus over them and their families. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I pray the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 over them. And I thank you for all that you've done through this hour, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, as we pray for the children, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you hear and you do answer prayers. So we appreciate you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory in Jesus' name. Thank God for Pastor June Paul came on with us today. Thank you, Pastor June Paul. We appreciate you. Love you. All right.
All right. God bless you all.
Good night. Bye-bye.
B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for